And SAS Australia, I tell you what, it is. If it's not on the TV, it's in the news, that's for sure.
Mate, I was speaking to the executive producer today on the phone. So.
Same what?
What's that?
Well, give me some goss.
What do you have to say? Mitchell Johnson was the first one they signed up. They thought he was going to go all the way.
It's fascinating.
And he just didn't.
That's true.
Mm. They were as surprised as anyone.
Yeah, right.
When he pulled out the other night.
Really?
Yep. Yep.
Well done. Mm. We won't play the first grab, Jack.
Okay.
I'm off it.
Sure.
Because our next guest, good friend of my wife's, former colleague of my wife's on The Biggest Loser.
Yeah, when it was a ratings juggernaut, The Biggest Loser.
And when I saw his name on this list, I was like, well, he is going to walk this. This is going to be too easy for him.
Yep.
Because he's fit, and he knows what it's like to coach folks, and he's a generous guy.
And he's not someone who, you know, he's not going to talk the talk. If he can't walk the walk.
That is very true. Hello, Shannon Ponton.
Mate, quite an intro, boys. Thank you very much.
How are you?
You've deserved it, though, man. Over the years, over the journeys, I remember you training all those overweight people on The Biggest Loser.
Yep.
Don't you think the shoes on the other foot, they would have been sitting back, rubbing their hands, going, suffer, big boy, suffer.
They would be going, yell at him. yell at him as they sit back, eating their... zucchini slice.
Well, I like your optimism, but
man. They didn't show you boxing because you've had two professional fights in your life. I really wanted to see you. Who did you box in the first go?
Mate, I've been boxing for nearly 20 years, Ed, and I had Shane Warne. Son Jackson.
Oh, God.
He was he was so scared. And I said, listen, bud, I've got you in this. We're right. You know what I mean? So I just nursed him through my fight. So I just threw punches with open hands and just let it go. There was no joy in pumping a 23-year-old kid that's never thrown a punch in anger. Honest, boys. One of the things I hate in life is being a bully and being bullied. Yeah. And they didn't show up. But I actually got dragged before the staff that night. And they said, mate, when were you? In their own certain way, you know, the words that are going to go. And when we tell you to do something, you do it. Otherwise, you're off the course. And I said, sir, with all due respect, I never ever want to be a bully and I'll never be seen as a bully. So that was why not much of that was shown.
Geez, you're not going to show that. That's good stuff.
This is going on the news website, guys.
This is good stuff.
We should be typing this right now, tappity tap. That is great insight.
Yes, it is.
Because we saw that Honey Badger really give it to Sabrina Frederick. She wanted it, though, didn't she? So were you happy to see that, or do you think the Honey Badger was going too hard sometimes?
No, I think everyone's entitled to run their own race in this. In the SAS, it's a thing that people go back to that sort of primal behaviour that's their natural way. I didn't have a judgment either way. I don't know if I would have done it that way, but Nick did what he was asked, and that's basically when you're in the services what you need to do. So I sort of didn't have a judgment either way.
Yep, fair enough, mate.
Mate, I really enjoyed when you and Merrick, obviously an old friend of Hughes. How long have you known Merrick?
Known Merrick since 1995.
Right, so you've known him forever. Yep. I'm going to play a little bit. This is when you came back after Farass almost got you all thrown into the lake.
Mate, there's three in a row, bud.
Mate,
three strikes.
We're all done with that
shit,
mate.
No one else has had it. We just want you to shut your mouth. It's something that's avoidable.
You're on your own there, Farass. You act like that, you're on your own.
That's not how you talk to someone, bud.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, I know you, Shannon, and for you to get to that point, you must have had it.
Yeah, well, the thing is that you don't see is, so for 3 days in a row, we were punished as a result of Farass's actions that were totally unavoidable. So we went into the water on that first day.
Yeah.
It was then a 2-kilometre march back to the base. There was then 16 people with two layers of clothes to dry by two fires. It took 8 hours just to dry our clothes. That was something that was totally unavoidable. Then the next night we got that bee sting that went for 3 hours in the middle of the night. We caught an absolute flogging, which is again because of loose lips.
Yeah.
And
I would have been annoyed.
Yeah, and then on the mud challenge, that's right, we had to run, it was about 400 metres, we had to run up and back, which doesn't sound like much until you realise it was in ankle-deep mud, and we did it four times. So it ended up being sort of another 3.2 Ks that we could have done without.
Something else the executive producer told me today, that on all the series of this show that have been done, you know, in England or wherever, there's a number of series, there's never been a scene that was what we just heard there with Merrick and Shannon. They've never had a scene go for that long.
Oh.
It was the most full-on thing they've shown in that way.
Right.
So,
Right.
Well, I'm now... I'm now involved in my first Twitter spat.
I know. Congratulations, Shannon. I know you've never been one for online wars, and I'm loving that you're getting involved. Well done.
It's taken me to 47 years, and to this point, I've raised the heinous points of he needs to keep his mouth shut, and that I believe his behaviour was sociopathic, which I'll stand behind.
Yes.
For those who don't know, sociopathic behaviour, loosely put, means there's a disconnection between your perception of reality and the result that your actions have on other people.
Yes.
Exhibit A.
Yes, we all know people like that.
Yeah, we do.
And I don't think it's the bravest platform to start going personal. I don't think it takes a lot of bravery, unfortunately, on a keyboard to sort of type away by yourself in at home. I was probably one of the reasons I've never been drawn into this sort of stuff. a little bit more old school boys. I thought a little bit more face to face.
Need to get out. They need to get away from you real quick because
I would imagine
exactly. Yes. So very very. Well, we need to talk about the. Do we need to mention the?
Yeah, we do.
The redneck thing. Yeah. And those claims.
So he called you a redneck, and then he's gone with what's about you, Shan? What's with his Maori tattoos? You're embarrassing a whole culture. You're not worthy of such ancestral, powerful artwork. You're a culture vulture. Right.
I don't think they were the adjectives he would have put together first time around. I think it would have taken a little bit more time to congregate those adjectives in correct order. Mate, it's just like, in my mind, it's like talking to a three-year-old child. Like, oh, guess what? He's got these tattoos. Mate, I've had the tattoos on since I was 20 years old. Everybody knows them. Everybody's seen them.
Mm-hmm.
The redneck thing, nothing I've said is virile. Nothing I said is preaching hate. Nothing I said has been personal to this point at all. It's just observation of and being a redneck, I don't know if he thinks it's me saying something in a racist term. I don't know what a redneck actually means, but you guys, you know me, I couldn't give two hoots where someone was born. I only ever speak to people and assess people on the ways that they present themselves to me, and it's just a bit of a weird sort of thing, like being with a five-year-old going, well, guess what? You got funny hair and you got skinny legs, and you know what else I can drag? And I'll drag in your tattoos. Oh, well, take me down. And guys, I'm so sorry about my tattoos.
I wish the show finished with a return boxing where you got to pick who you wanted to box on the way out. That'd be a lot of fun.
Good on you, mate. We'll keep watching with interest.
Yeah, back Monday night. Thanks, Shannon.
See ya.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.